Bible study. There is a way that seems right, but leads to destruction. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Introduction. One of the most dangerous things in life is not outright rebellion, but sincere self-confidence that ignores God. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 warns us that a path can feel right, look successful and appear wise, yet still lead to destruction. This verse exposes a hard truth. Human judgment is flawed when it is disconnected from God's word. Our culture often measures success by fame, wealth, influence, and pleasure. If someone has it all, we assume they are living the right way. But Scripture teaches the opposite. A life that looks right to people can still be spiritually bankrupt. The life of Bruce Lee is a sobering modern example of this biblical truth. Number one, a way that looked right to the world. Bruce Lee was disciplined, intelligent, driven, and ambitious. He chased mastery, recognition, wealth, and personal freedom. By worldly standards, he was on the right path. Success, fame, admiration, and influence were all within reach. Yet Scripture warns us that what seems right to man is not the same as what is right before God. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9. Bruce Lee openly delayed God, believing there would be time later. After success, after wealth, after youth. Like many today, he assumed tomorrow was guaranteed. Jesus warned against this mindset in Luke chapter 12, verses 15 through 21, the parable of the rich fool, a man who planned for the future but never prepared his soul. God called him a fool not because he planned, but because he planned without God. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you." Luke chapter 12, verse 20. Number two, God's mercy, a witness along the way. Despite Bruce Lee's confidence, God showed mercy by placing a Christian witness in his life, his close friend and cameraman, Mr. Charles Lowe. Time and again, Bruce was invited to church. Time and again, he replied, "Someday." That word, "someday," has led countless souls to destruction. Bruce believed he was young. He believed death was far away. He believed success would satisfy him first, and God could come later. But delayed obedience is still disobedience. The Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Even more revealing was Bruce's admission to his friend, "You're the only true friend I have." Despite fame and admiration, he was lonely, paranoid, and empty. This confirms what Scripture teaches. The world can surround you with people and still leave you without peace. Number three, gaining the world, losing the soul. Jesus asked one of the most piercing questions in all of Scripture. "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Bruce Lee pursued greatness, wealth, and recognition. Yet he never lived to see his worldwide fame. He died suddenly at the age of 32, leaving behind a wife and young children, and a legacy marked by regret rather than redemption. The Bible also warns about the love of money, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Ambition without God doesn't just fail spiritually. It often leaves collateral damage, broken families, wounded children, and unresolved eternity. Number four, the end reveals the path. Proverbs 14 and 12 doesn't just warn about the path, it warns about the end. But its end is the way of death. A road must be judged by where it leads, not how it starts. A life can begin with promise and end in tragedy if God is excluded. Fame cannot save. Discipline cannot redeem. Success cannot resurrect a soul. Only Jesus can. Conclusion. Proverbs 14 and 12 confronts everyone with a choice. Will I trust my way or God's way? Will I live by what feels right or what God says is right? Will I keep telling God someday or will I surrender today? The story of Bruce Lee is not meant to mock, but to warn. It reminds us that sincerity is not salvation, success is not security, and delay is not wisdom. God's way may not always feel right to our flesh, but it is the only way that leads to life. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." John chapter 14, verse 6. Choose the way that leads to life while there is still time.